Your Majesty, we are all greatly honored to be present today at your investiture of the Queen's Anniversary Prizes for Higher and Further Education. This great national prize scheme for our universities and colleges has had 108 previous winners, to whom today we add 21 new prize winners. I know that I speak for all in thanking you, ma'am, and His Royal Highness, for the deep personal interest that you both take in the winners. They look forward to using the power of your prize to ignite further leaps in their innovations while maintaining the excellence of their teaching, thinking, and research. These bring major advances to the world, and we are very proud of them. The institutions have brought some of their students with them, and I know that they and all their professors and lecturers, all of them, are eagerly looking forward to meeting you and Prince Philip a little later. On their behalf, and from the trustees of the Royal Anniversary Trust, ma'am, may I thank you and Prince Philip for your keen interest in their remarkable attainments.
University of Cambridge, the Millennium Mathematics Project, inspiring the study of mathematics. Professor Alison Richard, Vice-Chancellor, with Professor John Barrow. The Ritto College for Educational Provision in an Urban Context, Raising Aspiration and Achievement. Anne Clinch, Principal, with Mr. Sean Gorn.
So the award to the Millennium Mathematics Project is for our work in inspiring the understanding and appreciation of mathematics in all its different forms in everyday life, in science, in business, and to try to show people, as if they're teachers, if they're students, that mathematics is not dull, it's not just about numbers, that mathematics doesn't just lead to becoming an accountant or someone who's good with figures in the traditional sense, but mathematics is about patterns. It's the basis of everything that we try to understand about the workings of the world. And it's not just a Cinderella subject that sits in the background. It's really the core to the understanding of all the sciences and finance and computer skills. So this has been our goal since 1999, to try to use new technologies to promote the learning and understanding of mathematics, to help teachers, to enthuse students, and to try and build a bridge between the world of research mathematics in universities and what students see in school when they first come upon mathematics.